without a gun.
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
It's all for nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel.
Put out an all-points bulletin. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order.
A new world order.
Attention. Attention.
Government is
an emergency. Repeat. An emergency.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
Heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for
Dutch Jones. Jones.
Radio program.
And now for something completely different.
The internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck.
Now, who was that? Hey, you don't like that? It's too loud in your head? Let me turn it down. Okay, Lou, I don't know what changed, but we did all the sound checks and now it's too loud. But you're listening to the Dutch Jones radio program. Thank you for tuning in. It is Friday, the 17th of December, 2010. The calm before the storm is we're about to get hit here with. You're on Wi-Fi again, Lou. Why'd you do that again? Get on the broadband. And we're getting ready for the storm. People are telling us we're going to get 10 inches of rain. We live by a river, so it should be fun. But anyway, this is the Militant Christian Worldview Dutch Jones radio program. We come to you Monday through Friday when we can, when the electricity's on, when the internet's up. And we bring you the Militant Christian Worldview. We cover all kinds of topics. We cover a little bit of everything. I spent the day arguing for and against certain things in the chat rooms, reading articles, just trying to put things together, watching a couple bad movies. I actually just watched one bad movie. I think it was one bad movie. But we're all here, and I'm like, wow, that is loud. Sorry about that, guys. I know the background noise. Bring it up. Bring up the output, Lou. I'm going to bring down the gain on the mic. Man, we spent all this time getting it right. Now it's getting cheesy on us. Is that a little better there, folks? When we turned the soundboard on, it was picking up the FM signal from our Christian radio station through the phone line. So we had to disconnect the phone line. What?
I think that's gotten louder.
No, that's not. No, it's just that we had a wire that was the perfect length on coming in. I replaced some of the cables and it attenuates. I'm waiting for the room to fill up here. Hello, Oli Ma. We got Scotty in there. I got a couple guests. Now we got one guest, two Dutch Jones, an Oli Ma and a Dutch Jones redneck V. And Scotty 38. Welcome to the room. I appreciate it. Don't forget, if it all goes well, if you remembered, I tried to reach him today, we're going to have Paul from Poker Face on in the second hour when we're on Liberty Tree Radio. Paul from Poker Face, we're going to be talking about some different things about maybe the Patriot music thing. Remember we were talking about just not enough Patriot music going on there. And, you know, of course, Poker Face is busting their, you know, their chops doing it. So, you know, that's not a fair thing to say, but it's not. It's for some reason it's being rejected. Their music's good. We played some coming up. Hopefully you guys heard it. We'll play some going out to the breaks, right, Lou? We'll play some Poker Face today, you know, give them some props. And trying to show people that, you know, there is Patriot music out there, just like we play all the other stuff. We can play something from Australia. This is really weird. My computer's not updating on Facebook. It's like they're blocking me. And I wanted to get to my articles here. Look at that. Okay, getting into an Israeli discussion. That always chases off people when I do that, when I get talking about Israel and what I think. okay, folks, let's see if we can get this thing going. I had kind of a rough start here because everything got messed up, and I don't like it when it does that. So let me get things up here, waiting for people to come in, and boom. Okay, this should do it. One of the things that I was thinking about today while we're getting ready for the rain is when you look around your house, figure out what's about knee-deep or lower, depending on what floodplain you're in. If you're sitting out in the desert in Arizona and you're not in a flash flood area, you know, you can ignore this next couple minutes. But people don't realize, I've been through tons of floods coming from Colorado, the flash floods, the Platte, the Cache-la-Poudre, They just seem like they flood every other year, if not every year. But one of the things we do is if you walked in our house in the rainy season, there's nothing on the floor. Everything's up high. Right now we live up on a hill, so we don't have to worry about it. If a flood reaches us, it's not, you know, it's all over with anyway. But what you need to do is you need to get a bunch of those little containers, those green containers, and just start stashing stuff up high. Most of the damage is done from about the knee down, especially if you get standing water. Now, if you're living on the Mississippi or the Ohio, you know, 12, 20 feet flood thing, that's not going to matter. But you can save a lot of your stuff if you just prep it and get it ready. Now, you're going to get the soaking damage in your drywall and the wood and the carpet and all that. But if you just take some steps and put stuff up high, and that's what we were talking about after the pastor got off last night. You know, off the radio, we were talking about it, what needs to be done. Our bridges around here, the bridges don't wash out. They're made in such a manner that they stay up, but what washes out are the approaches, the roads leading up to them. And it just washes out, and yet what you have exposed is, you know, basically a freestanding overpass right there. So if, you know, if you realize that, you can build around that, especially if you live in the country. You can have planks, boards. I'm not talking about stuff you can drive over, but you could walk out. Up here, historically, what they've done is they run cables and gondolas, and they run food and people across. Not since the 60s have they had more than a couple days without a bridge being repaired because of the new technology, the way the bridges are. In fact, they come out and take the railings off the bridges if they think they're going to overflow so that the debris doesn't actually damage the bridge. It just goes over and under it. And the rivers here are small enough. But if you live near a creek, you're exposed to flooding. Flash flooding is amazing. I've seen some pretty outrageous things happen with flash flooding. You know, a cloud burst 70 miles away causes a 20-foot high wall of water to go down, you know, Big Thompson Canyon and, you know, and kill several hundred people in Colorado when I was there. I've been caught unawares in canyons out in the desert. You just hear a rumbling. You climb to the high side. Next thing you know, there goes 12, 15 feet of water. When I was with the fire department, we'd be out in flash flood watch. We'd literally be out in canyons out in the middle of Riverside County with a radio and spotlights watching canyons. And one time we were sitting in one, and I look out, and literally a 4 to 5 inch wall of water came down. I look over at my buddy Jared, who was the ambulance driver, and I said, you know what? This doesn't look good. Let's back farther up this driveway. We get up the driveway, puts it in park, we get out, and we start to notice down the canyon lights are going out. You know, because you could see the little outdoor lights and lights of houses. It started to go black, bink, 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 and shut down. And what was going on is there was about a 10-foot wall of water came through and was taking out the power poles. And all of a sudden, boom, everything goes by us. You know, cars, debris, a couple people we had to save. But it's water is an amazing thing, and people forget about it. I don't even get into the whole flood insurance and all that kind of stuff because I don't even understand it, international flood insurance. But if you live and you can see a creek and you're in a drainage, you're in flood area. You know, these 100-year, 50-year, 500-year floods, it doesn't matter. Those are just guidelines. But if you prep your house and prep your family for just the regular stuff that we talk about for survival here all the time, you're going to be set. People are going, oh, man, you're going to get – I want to get stuck in here. I would love it if the bridge got wiped out and we didn't have to worry about idiots for a couple weeks. You know, we just get by, you know. I'll talk to each other on FRS radio and go fishing. But, you know, we've got to go. When we leave the show here, I need traveling mercy prayers from you folks. We're going to drive about 70 miles to go pick up our daughter and bring her back for, you know, our Christmas week or two. It's like a few days, really. It's the eight, you know, now to Christmas Day. So, but we want to get back up here before the rain starts. I do not want to get stuck down in the valley with all the sheep. I want to be up here with my gear in the rear and not get cut off. But it's a good training. If you're in a flood season, use it as training. You know, get your gear together. Talk to your families about your evacuation plans, about your rally points, things like that. I don't care if you live on top of a hill. You may be down, your wife may be down at the grocery store when it hits and get cut off because 20-foot of bridge is missing. And I'm here to tell you it's going to take a while to replace some of these things. You know, they're all saying, well, it'll be 2-3 days to replace the approaches. Yeah. But wouldn't it be better if you had the sand and everything already and you could build up an approach yourself and get out? Why depend on the government? Why depend on the county stooges? But flood season, it's very real. I haven't been watching, to be honest, I haven't been watching the national news today. I've just been looking at local stuff, worrying about the 10 inches of rain in like a 3-day period. You know, if you live in the tropics, it doesn't sound like much. But here in California, and it's been drizzling for off and on for several days, so the ground's getting saturated. The water's got nowhere to go. And I'm here to tell you, you get in even calf deep, just above the boot level water, it can take you down. hydraulics are amazing. I've seen people drive cars into 16, 17 inches of water and the car just gets swept away. I can tell you, it's Southern California, it's like the stupidity quotient. And especially in Southern California where they have, you know, the deserts adjacent to mountains. These people will drive through anything to get home rather than wait it out. 15, 20 minutes, the water levels drop in a lot of these flash floods. And even if you're permanently stuck, you can go without food for a couple days. You know, you're not going to dehydrate in this high humidity, so just, you know, if you didn't have the gear in your car, why risk your life going through these underpasses and things? I remember when I first moved here in the early 90s, it's like underpasses would flood, and the little minority kids would come out and dive off of them into the... And there's cars floating in them, because these morons will drive into them. The sad thing is they drive into them with their kids, and they lose their kids. It's really bad. You want to see a really sad story? Look what goes on in Tijuana this time of year when they have the flash floods. They lose 20, 30, 40 people a day. And then the concrete rivers in L.A., the people will go play in them when it's raining, and they never see them again. They get swept out to sea, and, you know, they're shark bait. So use some wisdom. If it looks like it's too deep to cross, wait it out. If it's rising so fast and you're trapped on an island, that's a different story, but there are ways to cross rivers, especially if you've got two people. And you don't swim against the current or straight across. You swim at an angle using the current to propel you towards the opposite bank. You can even inflate your jeans long enough. You get your jeans wet, puff them up with air over your head after you tie knots in the legs, and they give you put your face in the crotch and paddle for your life. Best bet is just to stay out of fast-moving water. It kills. I can't tell you how many pasty white bodies I've had to pull out of rivers in my lifetime going on, you know, search and rescue and stuff, either as a volunteer or public safety employee, because people don't listen. Oh, the Platte River where I grew up, big, wide, flat river. Most of the time it's 4 inches deep and, you know, 100 yards wide, which is small, I know, by the people in the Midwest. But in Colorado, that's a big river. But a few months out of the year when it's swollen and it's raging, idiots. I've seen people in inner tubes. I've seen people in little rubber boats go fishing. Respect the power of God's nature that he created. And don't be stupid. Best thing to do is find a high spot and stay there. During the big Thompson flood that our family survived narrowly, I think it was 76 or 75, I can't remember the exact date, but people were climbing up to the sides of the mountain. It was in a very narrow canyon, Big Thompson Canyon. If you know where Loveland, Colorado is, and you're going to Estes Park where the Stanley Hotel is, you know, where they did The Shining, it's that stretch of road. I think it's Highway 34. Very narrow canyon, 200-400 foot high walls. They were finding people in the tops of trees. They were finding babies that were placed on rocks. Families completely wiped out, but the babies survived. Houses, complete houses crushed from boulders bigger than the house that the water pushed down. And people play with that. People go, oh, I can get through that water. No, it's, you know, I don't even remember what it was like. 75 pounds of pressure for each square inch of moving water, and it changes as faster it goes. So just picture that pushing on you. And if you go, well, I live in a city. Well, I'm here to tell you, gutters and storm drains are lethal. They got grates on them. Heavy water movement going down a street. You get swept into it. You get on your back, and you get pushed head first into a storm drain. Talk about being waterboarded. Take heed, and pay attention to what's going on around us. Be situationally aware of what natural disasters there are. They're saying now California's headed for a big one. They had an Easter earthquake, a 7.2 earthquake that has destabilized many, many other faults. And most of them go under major populations. Last night I was checking out the website, the Jet Propulsion Lab, JPL Laboratories. They're saying it increased our chance for a big one. We're way overdue for the 100-year quake. Again, those numbers really mean nothing, but, you know, they're just guidelines. But we're way overdue, and then now we had this precursor shock down there in the desert. I think it was down by El Segundo. And so if you're living in Southern California along that border or anywhere up to about Magic Mountain, you better be getting your bug-out bags ready. Because I'm telling you, they will use these earthquakes to trigger martial law. They will use these earthquakes to trigger the FEMA camps. They will allow the criminal element to exploit this stuff. It's just, it's like a perfect storm just waiting to happen, these natural disasters, hurricanes. I mean, today they just found out that Jindal, the, Pakistani governor of Louisiana, who's been building these ridiculous huge sand berms to keep the oil off the beach. Boondoggle. They're not preparing to help you any. They just do ways to pay off their contributors. That's what that was. FEMA camps popping up all over in plain sight. The agreements with Walmart. They're getting ready for something. They may not know when they're going to trigger it. It may be one of these natural disasters. So more now than ever. More now than ever. Get your gear together. I can't say it any more directly. Make sure you have everything. I was just in the kitchen. I go, Stacy, and answer me if I didn't agree. Have you ever had this much food in your life stored in your house?
No.
How did? And I said, how do you feel about it?
Really good.
Really good. Really good. We've got probably 6 months' supply of food, maybe a year if we don't let Lou eat five meals a day. I turned your mic up just so they'd hear you say hey on that one, because I was going to make you say hey. It's a good training, teachable moment now with these disasters going on. And one of the things here now, we've got snow coming too. It's 7,000 foot level. They're expecting like, I don't know, like 10 feet of snow. Well, when this rain hits it, it's going to melt it even faster because it's still not winter. We're still having pretty decent. I mean, it was 54 degrees here, right? Right, Debbie?
Yep.
54.5 degrees today. Warm. But for California, that's frigid. You know, they get the parkas out and we built a big old fire and, you know, we did what we could do. But it's still going to happen here and it'll be surprising how many people just aren't prepared for it. I mean, if you don't like the politics of this show, at least get the survival part of this show. Your bug-out bags, your fanny packs, you're getting your car ready. What are you looking for, Lou? Mm-hmm. You look like you're going to do something there. I want you guys to call in if you want to. I'll give you the phone number. People say I don't give it out enough. I give it out and then nobody calls, but that's okay. 559-561-8225. 559-561-8225. Lou just put it up in there in the chat room. Also want to welcome our Facebook listeners, our podcast listeners, my pod people. I got my pod people. I'm getting all kinds of reports from pod people. The things they're seeing out there. And some people saying, why aren't you using them on the air? Well, most of them are just like, I saw a deuce and a half going this way, doing that way. It's in and of itself, it doesn't, you know, it's not actionable intel, but it's good practice, so I encourage you to keep doing it. I had some people from Southern California, a bunch of different people said, you know, Black Hawk helicopters. You know, you can't tell the insignia stuff, but all going different ways. But the problem is there's so many military bases in Southern California, not really, you know, it's good to know they're moving, you know. But like, say, for instance, something that would be interesting for you to call in on would be a checkpoint outside 29 Palms Marine Naval Station, and they're stopping cars and practicing and saying thank you for your help. That's happened. If you've listened to the show long enough, you know we've reported on that, on Highway 65, I think it was. That kind of stuff, definitely. Keep emailing the stuff. Keep calling it in, but realize what we're looking for are more intense incidences. But you keep track in your area. If you say, hey, I've been noticing for the last 5 weeks, yeah, there have been helicopters in the air, but today there were like 40 or 50 helicopters over a span of 12 hours. There were three groups of 10. They went this way, then two, you know, that kind of stuff. So keep that up. I appreciate that email. But be looking for the stuff. Remember, we were talking about white vans outside malls, things like that. Get in there and talk to people. People are still doing this thing where they don't take any pictures. Picture is worth a gazillion words when we're doing this on the radio. You know, we can post it up on the website. Lou can get it up. People can see it. And you guys can say, oh, yeah, I've seen that kind of thing. But I just, you know, keep it up, but keep doing that. And stick with the salute, size, activity, location, unit, time, equipment, and you know, do that kind of thing. Or just keep it in order so I can understand it. I do not have Skype. Nope. Hang on. Yeah, I don't know. Are you listening, Paul? If you're listening right now, you can call in on the phone number. What's the phone? What's this phone number, Lou?
346.
Okay, so it's 559. Mm-hmm. 346. 8362. And I'll tell him it's AT&T. I'm getting an instant message here from Paul from Poker Face. And then hopefully he's got AT&T, maybe he doesn't want to pay. Yeah, Skype doesn't work on the satellite thing. I got a call today from our future guests our future hosts that want to do their own shows. They're going to start paying the $500 all up to combine $500 to $600 in January. So we've got to get the other location. It won't be right out of the box, but as we get the money in, once we get out of this location, or we were discussing it today on the phone, if we could get AT&T to run a special line in here. We got to see what the price is. If we can get them for about the same amount to send a special line in here, you know, why move? But we're still, it's up in the air. It's something we all got to discuss. But we can't do Skype with satellite. It's just a joke. We can't do the phone stuff. We can't. Satellite's terrible. It's the choice of last resort. I mean, the only thing that would be, it's better than, is maybe dial-up. I don't even know if we could do this on dial-up. We'd be fun to try. Yeah, might as well just get tin cans.
Satellite's motto is, we're not dial-up.
Yeah, that's right, Lou. Satellite's motto is, hey, we're not dial-up. And I'm going to turn here. Lou's mic's up here. And so, no, I can't. So I don't know if you're listening. I can see a little tiny picture of Paul from Poker Face in the in here. So that's good. Okay, let's do that. Get rid of that. And come over here. Now, it's funny. As soon as I sat down, I started to get a sore throat. Isn't that just the way it goes? It's terrible. One of the things we've been doing while we've been going around shopping, we've been definitely saying the Merry Christmas thing. I got some suggestions today. People want to say Merry Christmas and Death to Islam. Yeah, go for it, but you might get stabbed. It would be, you know, that's up to you. Let's see. Let's see. We can call them on the break. See, I'm taking care of business. This is the way internet radio works.
This one could be a fiasco of spectacular proportion.
It sure could. This inner, you know. And what we'll do is we'll call you, Paul, during the break. I'm typing here. I'm talking to Celebrity Paul here. And I'm so important. I can't believe I'm chatting with the lead singer of Poker Face. There we go. And let's see, 6 p.m. our time. I don't know what it is in New York. New York is like, so it's like going to be 10 o'clock in New York time, or Pennsylvania. He's in Pennsylvania.
You were giving voice to the voiceless.
I am giving a voice. Was that Hillary? No,
yes.
Hillary. We're on a,
Hillary. Is Hillary Clinton.
No Hillary, please.
I am sick and tired of Africa.
You're sick and tired of Africa? Is that
yes or no?
Oh.
I am sick and tired of Judaism.
Lou, stop. You're going to get us in trouble. With who, I don't know. He just played. They can't hear it because our studio monitor went out. Are you hearing it? You can hear it?
I hear it.
Shocked and saddened by another.
Oh, sick and tired of Judaism. How do you do that, Lou? Is that what you're doing all day when you're sitting in the corner rocking back and forth? You're putting these sound bites together?
I am sick and tired of the American people.
I hope you guys enjoy the trouble he goes through to do this.
I am sick and tired of the children of God.
Oh, you can hear it. I'm sick and tired of the children of God. It's got Hillary. See, Hillary said it. She said it. Does she see anything where she says she's Satan or anything?
No.
American people.
Yeah. And it gets worse, Dave. What else you got, Lou?
We know that progress around the world depends upon the progress of women.
Okay. Is she sick and tired of anything else? How about this one? Who else is she sick and tired of?
I am sick and tired of my husband.
Your husband. Well, everybody's sick and tired of Bill Clinton. Wow, Lou. We're getting more people in the chat room there. Welcome, Minute Man. Welcome, Red Pill. Who else has joined us?
I remember when my husband dragged his feet.
And?
I'm exhausted.
Well, I'm glad to hear you're exhausted. You're busy running around the world putting New World Order into office.
In fact, what?
You just fill the space, Lou. It doesn't matter with what it says. In fact, what?
But I've got my marching orders, and I am grateful to you for that.
We didn't give you marching orders.
Marching orders.
Here, give me another one.
But I know that our hearts go out to body armor and armored vehicles.
You know, it's weird. Friday nights, we don't get a whole lot of listeners, and I'm a little more laid back, and we can do stuff like this. He's just got tons of hilarious stuff.
I am sick and tired of the Bush administration.
Yeah, okay.
killings of Columbine.
Somebody put up another website for you to find funny stuff like that. Only Mod did. It's really good, and I'm getting off the topic here. I'm a little tired and a little worn out, but Lou will do these phone pranks at those things. He'll just sit there and call people, and you'll hear him giggling in the corner. And then he edits it all together, and then you'll hear some poor guy going, "Who is this?" He gets Obongo to call people and harass them. And you guys have all heard that. You've all heard his Obongo stuff. He's got some good stuff. I don't know what that was. What is it? Oh, it's radio shows?
I guess so.
Yeah, go back to the... Yeah, check that out later. Save that. I'd like to check that out. Do you have any... Who else do you have? What other famous people do you have, Lou? Who's that? Oh, John Kerry? What are you doing, Lou?
Believe it.
It's John Kerry, huh? What else you got?
I'm John Kerry. I'm John Kerry, and I approve this message.
I don't think John Kerry approves of anything I have to say. What happened
Believe
to him?
Believe it.
He just disappeared. It's like he just disappeared. And we got to be careful because some of these are obscene. Lou likes the obscene ones.
Uh-uh.
We catch him every once in a while having naughty talk ones.
And
he has
not.
To get his hand smacked.
Uh-uh.
No, he doesn't. He's a good kid.
I guarantee it.
We've been told that.
See, he agrees.
Hey.
Just yesterday, the Dolfer Report told you and the whole world they worked.
I don't know. I've had you do a couple
that
were obscene. And were like, no, don't
do them. You told me to do them.
I did not tell you to do them.
Yeah,
you just rent. Don't you dare lie here. You're lying to the people. Find a good one. Find a good one, something you can do funny and help fill in the show. Nobody wants to call in. It's Friday. I'm getting a sore throat. I got to call Paul. Paul's going to be the big one. We're going to ask Paul at Poker Face some good questions. You guys can call in on the regular line. We're going to call him on the bat line. The one that you secretly heard Lou give out. Don't call on that one, please.
No, you gave it out.
No, you gave it out because I heard you saying it in the background while I was typing.
And you repeated it.
Did I?
Yeah.
And
what happens to your own personal internet?
Who's that? I don't know who Ted Stevens is.
It's a series of tubes.
Do you guys know who Ted Stevens is?
No.
He's playing Ted.
Because he got tangled up with all of these things that are going on the internet commercially.
Pick a celebrity. That means somebody that people celebrate. They know who they are. What do you got here? I'll just pick one at random for you, Lou. I'm sorry, guys. I'm just really tired. No, those could be obscene. Do Dr. Phil. Dr. Phil's always good for a laugh. Okay. What do you got? Oh, they're prank calls?
No.
Yeah, don't play any prank calls. Those things get nasty wild. He played me one the other day where this guy pretended to be a black dude called McDonald's and said he lost his little boy. What was the boy's name?
Darnell
Negro?
No, that was his nickname.
So we had these people at McDonald's running around yelling, "Negro, where are you?" Because he said he left.
I want you to start living as a gay woman.
I refuse to live as a gay woman, Dr.
I want
Phil.
You to start having a gay relationship.
I'm not going to have a gay relationship, Dr.
I'm
Phil.
I'm a drunk pimp.
Dr. Phil is a drunk pimp. That's interesting.
Yes.
How long have you been a drunk pimp?
How about when this is over, we go do a little coke?
I can't believe you just asked me that, Dr. Phil. That's obscene. I don't snort coke.
Do you agree that you smoke?
No, I don't.
Do you agree that you smoke pot?
No, I don't smoke. I don't smoke pot.
You're going to smoke dope
No.
Have a good time.
I'm not going to have a good time. And I'm not going to do it. And I can't believe Dr. Phil would even say these things. What's Oprah going to think? Lou's like, he's cold on this one. He doesn't know what to do.
What are you so angry about?
I'm angry about you, Dr. Phil, being just a big bald idiot.
This is an eat what you kill world. If you don't kill something, you just don't go eat what he killed.
I agree with that. I actually agree with that.
Do you resent your children?
I do. Well, a little bit, Lou.
Hey.
You're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
No, I'm not. I'm actually beat down and haggard today.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not
what
feeling
you
too
just
well.
Said
it's time for a
is
break,
articulate, look. It is intelligent, and it is logical.
Well, with that, we're going to go to a break. I hope you guys enjoyed that. I don't know. This is probably going to go down as the worst show I've ever done until we get Paul on here. I'm just not feeling well. And here's some more Poker Face. What's this one? Theft in the Night. We'll be back after the break on the Dutch Jones Radio Program. Thank you for listening to the Dutch Jones Radio Program. And if you get nothing else from our show, there should be two things that you learn. One is, you need to work together with other like-minded people. And number two, you need the basic equipment to keep from becoming a refugee. So whether you're looking for a water filter, tactical gear, surplus gear, or just want to look into some new survival equipment, you need to check out djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. We carry surplus, and we carry new lines from MilSpec and Voodoo Tactical. And if you don't see it on our website, please send us a message and we'll find it for you. So if you're going to need the gear anyway, why not buy it from us? You'll get it for cheaper than you will from the source, and it'll help out the ministry here at the Dutch Jones Radio Program. So whether you're new or been in this for a while, check out djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk.
There is rebellion in the wind.
A new world order. A new world order.
How can you have a house without a gun?
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
Avenge me! Avenge me!
It's all for nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel in.
Put out all points buttons. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order. A new
attention.
World order. A new
world order. Attention.
Government is
an emergency. Repeat. An emergency.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
Heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for
Dutch Jones
Radio Program.
And now for something completely different.
Yeah, I don't hear anything, Lou.
I'm broke. I got nothing to buy with.
People requested John Wayne. This is the Dutch Jones Radio Program, and this is a Friday where we just kind of mess around sometimes. The phone lines are open, 559-561-8225, 559-561-8225. We got John Wayne in studio. Lou got a Ouija board, and he was able to channel him. Is that what you're doing, Lou?
Why, you yellow-bellied chicken-livered...
I know it.
Well,
God blast it, I know it.
So it's the miracle of digital science. It's not black magic.
All right.
Is that how you're getting this guy? Is the Duke available for an interview, or is he just going to clear his throat?
Finish it.
Anyway,
you'll all calm down.
Everybody calm down. This is the Dutch Jones Radio Program. You didn't tune into the wrong thing. We're just trying to have a little fun. They want Michael Jackson, too, if you can find it on the hard drive.
Do that, no.
We haven't checked in to see how he's doing in hell lately. He should be burned to a crisp by now. Of course, all that oil in his hair. So I don't know how... Hey, John Wayne, I don't know. Did you go to heaven or did you go to hell? Do you know? Where are you at? He's looking now. He's trying to see if he has a proper soundbite. I love setting him up like that. We're getting ready at the top of the hour. We're going to have a serious talk with Paul from Poker Face about the... things going on in the world today, so I'm taking it a little easy now. I don't want my brain to bend. It's been a day of just, you know, typical family stuff. You know, Lewis keeps eating his socks. The puppy keeps pooping on the floor. Stacy keeps trying to get me to eat, like, these really strange foods and then complains when they have horrible effects in my stomach and fumigate the house. It's not my fault. It wasn't me. That's what Lou always says, so I'm going to start doing. It wasn't me. It was the woman that lives in the house. He always blames his mom. So we're just messing around a little bit here. I've got the beginnings of a sore throat. We're getting ready for torrential downpour here. We're getting all kinds of flood and things like that. And so Lou, what are you doing, Lou? Are you loading the Michael Jackson fan page that you built?
No.
Oh, let me bring up your mic. I'm sorry. Supposedly the queer said John Wayne was a fag too. Yeah, I heard the same
Hello?
Thing. Who is it? Is this Michael? Did we reach you?
Michael Jackson.
And is it true that you're in hell right now?
Yes.
Now, you're going to spend an eternity in there for being a pedophile. Is that correct?
No, that's wrong.
Well, then what are you doing in hell?
You could be.
No, what are you doing in hell?
I would never hurt a child.
You've never hurt a child. Well, that's, I mean, the compounding evidence.
I've helped many, many, many children, thousands of children.
Right. What have you helped them do, Michael?
I've helped many, many, many children, thousands of children. Sick children, busloads of kids.
Did you say busloads of kids? Is that what you said? You said... So you've actually... How many children have you molested in your lifetime? Now that you're in hell, I mean, I don't think the courts have jurisdiction in hell that I know of. How many children did you actually molest in your lifetime, Michael Jackson?
Busloads of kids.
Busloads of kids.
And they enjoy it.
That's just sick. It's terrible for me to even have you on the air and have you say that. Now,
in a pure, loving, fun way.
Okay, but now that you've reached and been forced to eternal damnation and punishment for this, what do you say to that? I mean, how do you, you know, you keep saying you're innocent, but yet the judge of the universe judged you and sent you to hell.
Thriller.
I don't even know what kind of answer that is. You're thrilled with being punished?
A pedophile.
Yes, you're a pedophile.
I'm afraid not.
And you have many, many accusers.
It's people with a dirty mind that think like that.
Well, what's
greed?
Why, that's greed that's making them say that?
Yes, absolutely yes.
Then why did you pay all those families off if it wasn't true? Why didn't you have your day in court multiple times every time the accusations came up?
One time I asked to use the restroom.
What?
It stunk so bad.
Is that, it stinks in hell? I mean, is that, are you describing hell?
Absolutely. There was doo-doo feces thrown all over the walls.
Is that what your first day was like in hell?
Yes.
Yeah, that's weird.
I'm in pain all the time.
Now, we've had accusations that you actually, I think it was Olima in the chat room, is saying that you faked your death and are living somewhere in India in an ashram.
Afraid not.
So are you really, truly dead?
Yes.
How can we prove
yes.
that? Can you do something like ghosty or something for us? Can you make a ghost sound or can you...
Billie Jean is not my lover. She just the girl says that I am the one. But the kid is not my son.
Okay, that is like a guttural utterance, but it's not what I was looking for. Are you actually going to haunt anybody? Is there anybody going to come back and haunt? Do you plan on doing that?
Brooke Shields, Dinah Ross, Emmanuel Lewis, and Bubbles.
Brooke Shields, Emmanuel Lewis, Bubbles. What was that? Who are you going to haunt?
Brooke Shields, Dinah Ross, Emmanuel Lewis, and Bubbles.
Okay. Now, that's kind of creepy, but now you've been in hell. Who's been the biggest celebrity that you've met?
Jack the Ripper.
And I've heard that that's actually your roommate. Is that true that Jack the Ripper is your roommate?
Absolutely. It's okay.
Okay, now, is it true that you and he are lovers now in hell?
I'm not allowed to talk on that.
Is it true that you and Jack the Ripper are lovers?
None of it's true. It's BS.
It's not true.
It's totally false.
Okay, well, I just thought. So now that you're...
You'd be amazed how often I hear that.
I heard that you have a job in hell and that you're to take care of certain things. What is it you take care of?
Elephants and giraffes and crocodiles and tigers and lions.
Those things are in hell. Why would they be in hell?
That's judging someone.
Wow. Did you see any other famous people in hell?
Peter Pan.
Peter Pan is in hell. Well, that kind of seems appropriate. He's always...
I can't sleep at night.
Because of Jack the Ripper shares a room with you?
Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty dang creepy. Now,
my children sleep with other people all the time.
Your children sleep with other people all the time? Now, you named your kid stuff like Towel and Paris.
Cookies.
You didn't have a child named Cookies. But one of the things that I did want to know is what are some of the gifts that you want for Christmas?
Handcuffs.
You want handcuffs. Okay, so is that involved in your luring of children? Is that because you're already in hell?
Well, what's wrong with sharing your bed?
It's evil. It's vile.
Can I stay with you tonight?
No, you can't stay here tonight. You have to stay in hell. You have to go back as soon as you're done here with the interview.
It's Michael Jackson.
I know you're Michael Jackson.
Why not?
Of all the people still walking and breathing, who do you miss the most?
Macaulay Culkin.
Macaulay Culkin.
I see God.
Actually, I don't think you can see God from hell, and that's part of your punishment. You're eternally separated from him because you're vile and evil.
I'm sorry.
Well, it's too late for sorry. It's too late for goodbyes. And
they manhandled me very roughly.
Who handled you very roughly? Who was it? When you first got to hell?
Jack the Ripper.
Jack the Ripper manhandles you. Is that a free... Maybe that's part of your punishment.
No, that's wrong.
So... Now, what is your punishment in hell? Is that where they put you with Jack the Ripper? Is that it? Is that what you want? Is that why you're in hell?
Not for sex.
Well, you were sent there for violating little children, so is that part of your punishment?
That's someone else.
That's someone else that got sent there.
That's happened many times.
I know we've heard rumors that sometimes you talk to the guards and stuff in hell and you tell them that you're not really in hell. Where do you think you really are?
A mental institution.
So you think you were put in a mental institution. Is that true?
Yes.
Huh. So even in hell, in the afterlife, you're delusional.
It's okay. It's all right.
Wow.
I was outraged.
That's just sad. It's incredibly sad. Wow. Well, we're going to let you go. Do you have any final words to say to the audience from hell? Anything at all? Anything?
Yes.
What would you like to say?
I can't believe you never heard of me. I'm a very popular entertainer.
Well, not anymore. You're dead. So that pretty much concludes our call-in.
So long.
I'm done.
You're probably doing some good. Everybody, there are people like, I can't believe the show's gotten this bad. It's my show. We'll talk about what I want to talk about. Don't forget, we got Poker Face lead singer Paul. I can't pronounce his last name. Top Heat. I'm going to have to ask him on the air and be embarrassed. Coming up at 6 o'clock our time. But we're just having a little fun here because Stacy's crying over there. I do this mostly to entertain ourselves and have a good time. Watch your levels there, Lou. Look how hot that is. It's really, really hot. You don't want it to distort. How's it? I mean, is it distorting to you guys? Because it's like our soundboard just went weird. Everything was set up perfect from last night. We didn't change anything unless Lou did come in and change stuff. Did you change anything? Did you change anything, Lou?
No.
You can, like, answer your own questions. You don't have to use the digital stuff.
I'm not going to shoot you.
Yeah. Stacy's having trouble. I need to stop. Now, remember, when we have Paul on, you can call on the studio line. We've got the cell phone hooked up. We're going to call Paul on the cell phone, and then that way you'll be able to call in and ask him questions. Thank you, Warland. And remember, what we want to talk about in the next hour maybe is about patriotic songs, maybe, and which line? I don't know what you're talking about. Minuteman's all upset. He doesn't like it. I won't go there. The phone line to hell.
Oh, it should be burned and never used again.
Yeah. Well, it's weird because that's the same line. I mean, he's dead and he gets in on that line. A lot of dead people get in on that line. And then we had live people calling in on it. Like Alex Jones calls on it every once in a while. We've had Obongo on it. It's funny, and more and more people call in. Well, we're not here to please everybody. We're here just to have a little fun. Sometimes it can't always be rock hard, brain racking stuff. So I like having a little fun once in a while. Yeah. It's unusual. Yeah, it's the celebrity backline, and they call up once. You never know who's going to call. I'm still trying to figure out a way to get, like, Picasso or Leonardo da Vinci to call, but unfortunately, not a lot of what they said was recorded that we can manipulate. You got guys like Obongo, we can record a lot of their stuff and manipulate it, you know, because it's easy to do that. I got all kinds of stuff coming in. This is a day, it's an agitation day. It's funny because it's like I made some comments early on in the day on Facebook, and I got everybody mad at me. I told you a little bit about it yesterday. I had Nazis mad at me for not being hard enough on some things, and I had other people mad at me for being too hard. You know, you can't please everyone, and it's sad. I had after Bible study, I had some guy tell me I was bad for the church because I talked too much militant history and stuff like that. What are you looking over at my computer for? Look at your own, man. And he got all mad, and he's like, well, you're scaring people off. We need to fill these pews so we can get money in the church. I'm like, that's not what churches are for, man. And it's my skin's a little thin on that lately. People coming up and saying, well, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that. You're not glorifying God. Okay, I'll follow you around for a day and see how you glorify God 24/7. I really will. I'll see what you do when you think nobody's watching. And then we'll talk. So let's say it's okay to have a little fun once in a while and to play with it. I own the airwaves. What was that? There was a Ramones song, We Own the Airwaves. I used to use that when I did pirate radio. And, we'll do with it as long as we're not, as long as we're not selling shares in a pyramid scheme or something, then you can get upset. Let's see. I don't even know what. One of the things that I want to. I got like 10 minutes here, and this is something that's very, very serious. The only reason I didn't start out with it is, because I wanted to get serious before we go into the next hour. I do have a plan when I do these things. I see what I'm getting comments on now. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Stop reading my computer. It's none of your business. He's reading my private emails over here. You look at that computer. That's your job. Don't mess that up. You went late to the break because you weren't paying attention to this little number down here. So keep your eyes on your own board. Craig Boddicker, I don't know if you guys know who he is. He's done a video called A Conversation on Race. A Conversation About Race. Very good video. He's from Colorado, and he was talking about the hypocrisy and everything in race. And he went on the streets of Denver and interviewed some people. It was a black and white film. I really enjoyed it. Well, since I found that film, I think Lou actually found it first, and we discovered it and really enjoyed it. I've been maintaining an email and Facebook relationship with this guy. And he had a reason to go into a DA's office in Colorado for something. He didn't say what it was for, but he sat down in their meeting room, and they were a little late. And he's looking around the office, and he sees bookshelves with all these law books, constitutional law, criminal law. And he sees the book that, let me find it here. The book that Sarah Palin wrote, and I got to find it here and bring up the title, but Sarah Palin wrote a book. It was like Family, God, and Country, something like
America's Heart.
Yeah, America's Heart. And I haven't read it. I don't know if you guys have read it. But I'm totally innocuous when it comes to Sarah Palin. I think she's just another Republican. You know, I'm a little mad at them for what they did to it. Okay, it's author of the number one New York Times bestseller, Going Rogue, her name is the title, Sarah Palin. Got a very nice picture of her, very modest. You don't see any cleavage. She's wearing an American flag bracelet. America by Heart, Reflections on Family, Faith, and the Flag. And a big yellow sticker on it, you know, the little stickies, what do they call those, Post-it notes? And with a black marker, it says, Know Your Enemy, with an exclamation point. In a DA's office, in their meeting room. What do government workers in Colorado that work for the district attorney's office in this county think it is? It was the Jefferson County, Colorado DA's office. And fortunately, he was a good person. He had his phone. He took the picture. And he put it up on his Facebook account. I don't know. If I do this, will they be able to get to it, Lou, to see this? I'm going to try and copy and post it. Yeah, if those of you that have it, let's see, Control-V. I don't know if it'll work. I don't know if you guys will be able to see it. But what amazed me was that would be in there. Now, if that is a joke, some people have said, because I bounced it off about 50 people today, they think it's a joke. They said they were just, you know, they're probably conservatives, but this, no. No, they really think that somebody like Palin is an enemy. Yeah, you have to log in to see it. I'm sorry, guys. But if you have a Facebook account, you can do that. And if you have a Facebook account, you should be checking out ours anyway. It would be good. I told him I would promote this. I don't know. Can I put it on mine if I share it?
I think so.
But if I share it, it just goes back to this, huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it wouldn't matter. So I don't get to see it. But a lot of people put it up and wanted to get comments and stuff like that. But a lot of them are, you know, what is the enemy? Sarah Palin herself? Is she some kind of enemy? Are law enforcement officers watching her? And if so, that's kind of good because it takes the heat off of us. If they think she's the radical right, woohoo! Yeah. Gives us a little bit of breathing room. Is it American by Heart that they don't like, that was the name? Or is it Family, Faith, and the Flag? Think of those three things. Now, I'm not a big fan of the American flag. As you know, I no longer fly it. I don't fly the Old Glory ever since Waco. But I get the concept behind the flag, and that I still do support, that there should be a free nation, a godly nation. Reflections on Family, Faith, and Flag. And Know Your Enemy. It's like you could just see them. They had like a training session. They accidentally left the book in there is what it looked like. You know, they're just like, oh, you know, here, know this person. You all have to read this book to know what is coming after us. Which is funny because you don't think of district attorneys as innately liberal people. But they are tools of whoever controls them. Right? They're tools of whoever controls them. And maybe they wane back because it's a political office. It's a political office. So it goes back to the reports in Missouri, you know, look out for bumper stickers. Somebody just gave us a Don't Tread on Me bumper sticker. And you know what? I actually had second thoughts about sticking it on the car, didn't I? Because I don't want to get pulled over. I'm in covert mode. I'm in undercover mode now. You know, I don't flaunt my open carry anymore. I wear baggier clothes so people can't see it. Make Stacy drive all the time. It's because I fall asleep, but... you put me behind a wheel, I turn into Lewis. I start right. Snoring, and it's weird. But I mean, this just tells you how deep it is. In Colorado, a blue dog Democrat state, you know, granted they did go for Obongo, I think it did. But still, you know, they're mostly Democrats because they're farmers, and farmers like in the plains. But in the mountains, you would think in Jefferson County up in the mountains, I can't remember where it is. I'm trying to remember where that county was. Yeah, I can't remember. It's probably a ski town or something. I can't remember. That's how long I've been there. Wow. I thought my Rolodex was full, but I'm starting to jettison information. The other day I was trying to think about my hometown and, you know, my address and my phone number, my locker combination, you know. I couldn't do it anymore. I've gotten to the point where I can't remember my locker combination anymore, and it's just sad. But that's a whole other topic. What were we talking about? my senility. But yeah, I just find it funny that somebody like Palin, who I consider slightly right of center, you know, pro-Israel, you know, golly gee Christian lady. I don't know where she stands on sodomy. We had, kind of stretching it, Ron Paul voted for, you know, preliminary don't ask, don't tell. These people that everybody thinks, oh, they're far-right radicals, Ron Paul, Rand Paul, Sarah Palin. I don't know where the lady from Minnesota is on it. But then they do stuff like that. So I can't believe that the left, which is way left now, the Fabian socialists, consider her any kind of threat. Maybe it's a shell game. Maybe it's a misdirection. But why did they put that in there? They had to know who he was. This guy's pretty famous in the white pride movement. I'm not going to say white supremacy because he's not a white supremacist. You know, he's, you know, the white nationalist movement like him. I like him just because I thought it was a raw, in-your-face, you know, intelligent. And I said, it wasn't raw. That was the wrong term. It was a basic, intelligent debate the way they put that video together. And Lou put it in there, aconversationaboutrace.com. A conversation about race.com, a conversation about race.com, and it's good to check that out because I really they were asking black people questions. It's funny. It seemed like the black people and the Mexican people were just as racist as white people are accused of being against each other, you know, or Chinese.
They all call us thugs.
Yeah, thugs.
What would you do if someone said it was just thug? I'd kill them.
Yeah. But this guy, they knew, you know, I don't know why he was in there, you know, maybe he had parking tickets or something, he didn't go into that. But it's good to know that that stuff is still going on. This late in the game, they're still using terms like know your enemy. Now, if they're saying that about Palin, what are they saying about people who literally have the Don't Tread on Me sticker on their car? About the people who have all the other stuff, you know, that they wear. I've got a Minuteman, Campo Minuteman jersey. I don't know where it is, but I probably wouldn't wear it anymore. It's time to go undercover. I'm not going to be writing a memoir anytime soon. You go, but you do this radio show. I mean, in all honesty, are they really going to come after me for doing this? We make each other feel good, and the whole goal of this show is to get you to take care of your family. I really don't think we have any kind of political aspirations in this show. The side effect would be nice, and I pray for a national reformation of and restoration of Christ. But, you know, that's the ultimate goal. But my role in it, the show's role in it, your listening role in it, is not. That's not what it's about. It's about trying to get you to be motivated to do what's right in your daily steps for preparing your family for the debacle that's coming. You know, it's going to be, what was that? It's going to be a failure on an epic proportion. Is that what the sound bite was?
No.
What was it?
It could be a fiasco or excellence or something.
Yeah, well, if you don't even know it, an excellent fiasco is what's going to lead this nation to destruction, and we got to be here to pick up the pieces. So I just find it funny that law enforcement is still zoning in on this stuff. And I got this article that was weird. You know, Mel Gibson, I really like him, but he's his own worst enemy. But it's like, when a guy's down, stop beating him up. I mean, he's coming out with that movie called The Beaver about a toy manufacturer who does it. So he eventually, I guess he supposedly 15 years ago, called Winona Ryder an oven dodger. And I guess that's a racial Jewish term, but I thought it meant she didn't want to be a mother or didn't want to be a housewife. I didn't know. So, you know, I don't know where he is. I don't know where Mel Gibson is. If you're listening, give us a call. We'll put you up in our bunkhouse and we'll talk it out. Stay tuned. I'm about to give Paul from Poker Face a call. You hear him singing there in the background. I'm going to turn down a little bit. Remember, we want you to call in to ask him questions. If you guys begged me to get a guest on, I had multiple people asking me to have him on. And we'll have him on again if we don't get a lot of impact tonight just because it's a Friday. To have questions for the guy. You know, have some respect for him. If you like him and he's on, ask him questions. Ask him, he goes, when you were doing that chord progression in that one song and it was D minor, shouldn't it have been, you know, you can do that if you want to. I don't care. I'll have to just sit there and smile because I don't know what you're talking about. But he's taking the time to come on the show with us, and it'd be nice if he had some questions. I got a ton of questions for him. Plus, knowing the times I've talked to him before, he's got a lot to tell you. This isn't just some guy who plays music. This guy's in the cause. He's a patriot musician. So when we come back, we'll have Paul on the line. You're listening to the Dutch Jones Radio Program, and you'll also be on Liberty Tree Radio. We'll put Michael Jackson away for now.
my country. And for friends and family. Mourning in the ignorance, while staying safe within a dream. I will fight for freedom. Land away to liberty. I die for my country. Slain corporate dynamite. Now show my love for thee with strength and loyalty. America, now show my love for you in all that I do. I see it in your eyes, the love you have inside. Your eyes, the love you have inside. I'll never let you down as long as I have breath. As you try to change and rearrange all the problems that I have with you, and I will pick you up and stand you up and set you back up on your feet. After all I've said and no one's left, I will always be there and be there by your side and never let you down.
Thank you for listening to the Dutch Jones Radio Program. And if you get nothing else from our show, there should be two things that you learn. One is, you need to work together with other like-minded people. And number two, you need the basic equipment to keep from becoming a refugee. So whether you're looking for a water filter, tactical gear, surplus gear, or just want to look into some new survival equipment, you need to check out djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. We carry surplus, and we carry new lines from MilSpec and Voodoo Tactical. And if you don't see it on our website, please send us a message and we'll find it for you. So if you're going to need the gear anyway, why not buy it from us? You'll get it for cheaper than you will from the source, and it'll help out the ministry here at the Dutch Jones Radio Program. So whether you're new or been in this for a while, check out djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk.
There's rebellion in the wind.
A new world order.
How can you have a house without a gun?
Guns are toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
For nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel in.
Put out all points bulletin. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order.
A new world order.
Attention!
Attention!
This is an emergency. Repeat, an emergency.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
What kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for
Dutch Jones.
Now give me ideas.
Radio program.
And now for something completely different.
Okay, here we go. This is the Dutch Jones Radio Program. Welcome to all of our Liberty Tree Radio listeners that just jumped in there. Welcome to our pod people, the downstream. Scotty streaming us in New York. All the outreaches that we get to. We have a special treat for you guys. Have been asking me. We've been talking, a couple of weeks ago, the subject came up about Patriot music. As you guys know, before we go on the air, we try and play as much as we can, and we use it in there. Well, without further ado, from the band Poker Face, we have Paul on the phone. Now, Paul, how do you pronounce your last name?
It's like spaghetti, man, so
Topetti. Topetti? Like spaghetti? I remember you saying that last time. Well, thank you for taking the time to come with us. I know it's late out there. You're in Pennsylvania right now?
Come on, brother. It's Friday, and I'm a musician. This is like, you know, waking up time.
See, this is my nap time usually, but, you know, I try to nap during the second hour of the show. So thanks for tuning in. Now, I want to start out with one of the reasons we had you on is several of our listeners approached me and said, how come nobody's written a song about the USS Liberty? And I said, well, I've searched and I couldn't. Now, you're in that realm. You make music. Do you know of anyone that has made a USS Liberty song?
Not aware of, no, not at all.
See? So then the next thing was, people were saying, well, we should get Poker Face to do a USS Liberty song. So that was one of the most common questions we got.
Oh, nice, man.
Yeah. I told him, I said, you write the lyrics and send it to him. Help him out. Give him something to work with.
If you know anything about our music, we're not single subjects.
Right.
I think, you know, like, there's a lot of acts right now coming out with TSA songs. We don't do that kind of stuff, man.
Right, yeah. It's
but we're mentioning USS Liberty in a song. Yeah, that's more like our style.
Oh, okay. Good point. Now, where have you guys been playing? I see a lot of stuff on YouTube. And I know that you had the album release party not long ago, and, well, actually, it was probably last spring?
Well, we've been busy playing at Patriot events, you know, around the country, at least, you know, east of the Mississippi. And most recently, just playing a couple gigs in our own hometown. I think we're going to take a break for the next couple months and start tracking our sixth disc called Tyranny Befalls America.
All right. Looking forward.
And hopefully get that out within a year instead of people waiting for like 6 years like the last one, which was a disappointment on our end, but they got done.
Well, with the way things are going, you may have to rush to get it out. We may not have an economy and everything together and solidified enough that you can even function in it, you know. And so, yeah, it's good that you guys are getting that out. That's a great name. Now, when I was talking to you on the phone before you got on, I said, what are some of the things you want to talk about? And what I loved when you said this, you said, I want to talk about solutions. And we love that because that's one of the mottos of the show. We're about solutions. We're not about sitting here and whining and complaining and saying, did you see this bill? Did you see that bill? What did this guy do? What you, as an American, what do you see coming down the line and what solutions do you have for it?
Let's start with a bigger picture of life. We as humanity shouldn't be spending most of our checks each week, each month, on our basic necessities. And when I talk basic necessities, I'm talking about, you know, heat for our houses, cooling in the summer times for our houses, or if you're in Texas, I'm sure you still need cooling now. You know, gas for your cars, electricity, energy for your tools in your house, your toys in your house. But anything that it seems that there is a monthly nut, there's always one group of people that always make sure that they always get their dollar bill, y'all, from all of us, okay?
Right.
Whether it's for utility or whether it's for just basic necessities. Now, we've gotten to the point where we have technology, we can split the water molecule into hydrogen and oxygen with very little energy using sound frequency, and turn it into a fuel that can run generators or can run car engines. All you have to do is look on YouTube for Stanley Myers, M-E-Y-E-R-S. Look up water car plus Myers. They murdered him with a heart attack. His brother's still filing patents in his name. I believe there's a Japanese car company that's actually running cars on water now. But if you can run an engine on water, then you can run a generator in your home for water. Poker Face is all about solutions about how you can get off the dependence grid. You know, the grid of the tribe where, you know, we become dependent and have to suck on that nipple. As an American, as my forefathers that came here in 1738 and built something out of nothing, there's no Walmarts, there's no 7-Elevens. They actually had to chop down their own trees, dig up the stumps, use the rocks in the land for walls or the houses they built. You know, they farmed or they raised cattle or whatever. It's time that we got back to that. That's when America rocked, okay? We were an independent nation because we could do things without the need of anybody else. So getting back to the basic needs of humanity, if you have an engine that is running in your house, okay, the exhaust is water, so you don't have to worry about the fumes. It's running all of your electrical needs, so, you know, your heating, your cooling, the electricity for your, you know, your computers, your electric stove, whatever. It's all being made in-house. The only thing that should be, the grid should be there for is for you to plug in case something happened to your setup until, you know, a maintenance guy comes out to fix it. Because what happens is now you have enough energy to grow your own food, choose a room in the house and grow it. Grow your peppers, your tomatoes, whatever you need, your herbs.
Yeah.
Okay? Tired of being dependent because they love it when we're dependent upon them because then they get to set the tone. They get to set the illegal laws that they get to make the money on. Their cartels get to continue to blossom while we go into servitude and bondage and poverty.
Because they see the big picture, they're in it for the long haul, and they know that if independently people can be, well, independent, it's all over for tyranny. There'll be no need for a top-down government.
Right, there'd be common law running the land like it was supposed to be.
Right, compact.
Unfortunately, with the Constitution, the way that it ended up, the Federalist Forefathers won.
Yeah.
They gave us a document of federalism, and that was really birthed once the Civil War was imposed upon us by the Rothschilds. And once they destroyed this country, after Jackson had destroyed them for 20 years, this country grew like banshees. We built the canals in the 40s. We built the railway systems in the 50s. We're about to conquer the West in the 60s. America could no longer be that shining example for the rest of the nations out there. So what do they do best? They divided us and conquered us, and we've never been the same. Had our forefathers, the anti-federalist forefathers, went out in the beginning and only rewatched the Articles of Confederation through their eyes, I think America would be a very dynamic country. The rest of the world would be a very dynamic world. And we wouldn't have these parasites of the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, the Brockmans, the Coons, the Lowe's, the Schiffs, all those scumbags out there using usury to impoverish us.
Right.
Okay?
There's always going to be scumminess. It's just the playing field was set for them. I think they still would have tried, but I don't think it would have been as easy as it has been. So I agree with you on that.
Yeah, well, the devil's been given this earth speech, man, and he's definitely wreaking havoc now. And because we've all, you know, bought into the Talmud crap that it spews, and Kabbalah-wood movies that are trying to tell us what the pop culture, the politically correct is, and how it's supposed to function in their world, not America. You know, the sooner we unplug from the system, the sooner we can get back to, you know, being a free nation and maybe lead the rest of the nations of the world back to freedom.
Yeah, you know, we get that a lot from our foreign listeners. They're like, you guys are the last gleaming hope. But I like your idea about getting off the grid. I'm always telling everybody, if we pull back, you know, don't take part. Don't mix our money with theirs. Don't feed them. They're going to collapse under their own weight, and then we can be here to rebuild when it's over. Is that the kind of philosophy you have, or am I a little more aggressive than that than you would be?
No, we call it the day of the wave, and we know to stay in our houses for 2 to 4 weeks while the rest of society devolves into mass rioting, where the elites are going to have to take care of the socialism welfare babies they have created.
It's an interesting take. Yeah, I haven't heard of that one before. The day of the, you said waves or ways?
It's a wave because what happens is once that Social Security check doesn't come, that welfare check doesn't come, the food stamps don't come, it's going to create a wave.
Yep.
You know, it's going to trickle in first. People are going to, I can't believe I didn't get my checks today.
Yeah, no gin and juice.
And when she can't pay for this and she can't pay for that, it's just going to be like a domino effect. It's just going to be a massive wave. And I have my place ready to go where I don't have to, like, see society for a while, man, while they burn things down, shoot each other up, and then whatever they've destroyed, we'll see where things are at, and then we'll take care of it then. Because right now, nobody's listening. Everybody's got their head buried in the Talmud vision watching Desperate House Wars, you know, Channel 8, you know, Channel 6 on ABC, and, you know, getting their Church of Football on Sundays. You know, it's all good. As long as the beer's flowing and the sports are showing, there's no need to... They have revolution.
Bread and circuses, just, it's no different.
No, nothing changes, man. Yeah. The evil-hearted man just never grows up.
Now, you said something there that, and you said it differently than I say it, but I think we have the same concept, that people just got their head in the sand, they don't care. It's like they're fat and happy, and as long as somebody else is suffering, I'm trying to think of the quote, it's like, the evil of tyranny is only felt by those who recognize it, and those that ignore it, that the king is fully clothed and he's not naked, they think everything's fine and okay. And I tell people those are the worst enemies than sometimes the tyrants themselves, because they're in the way and they're a hindrance to us.
Well, those are the ones that are going to get chewed up with, you know, the waves come crashing down on the hard rocks below. So,
right.
You know, I pray for everybody, but, you know, only certain of us have the eyes and ears to hear and see what Father's been laying out for us in his word. And, you know, if you choose not to believe in it, number one, or think it's a book of myths, well, for me, it's an account of a family that he chose that, you know, he would birth himself through and that he would share his wisdom through, that he loved all of us. And, you know, I'm going to listen to the scriptures, because there's nothing new under the sun, and they've been talking about it for millennia.
Yeah. Yeah, evil kings do what evil kings do, and God will use evil and good men to fulfill his plan, but ours is to show up and stand in the gap, and God will use us as he sees fit. And I love that. I love that attitude. Now, talking about more solutions, as you're going around, are you seeing, okay, the bulk of people, they're not getting it, they're out there. But what about the core, the remnant, whatever you want to call it? Are they getting together? Are they 2 to 3 families? Are you seeing this in your area like we're seeing out here?
I'm seeing families who are aware that they're helping each other prepare, or if once, you know, further advance, at least guiding them, like things that they should be getting. Or, but in terms of like actively, you know, I don't think a lot of this is going to be pushed to the next level until there's a major realignment of, like, say, the financial industry when the derivative bombs hit.
Oh yeah.
Or the dollar crashes. Right now, it seems to be a race between the euro and the dollar to see which one's going to crash first. So,
yeah. Meanwhile, the Asian market. Go ahead.
Well, no, the Asian market is a fallacy too, because if we're not buying the goods anymore, they can have overproduction capacity. They're going to have to worry about their own people not having jobs anymore either, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. nobody's buying their crap. And that's part of the loop, you know, part of our solution too. Is like, if America can make it, America needs to be making it. We do not need to be importing it, and if we do, it needs to be equalized at the border in terms of the labor costs, and that's imposed tariffs like our forefathers, you know, insisted that our government was funded through. And right now, we have these capitalist monopolists that, you know, use their financing instruments to take over industries, to take over nations, and that system's got to go, man, because it's stifling to humanity. It puts too much power and too much wealth into too few hands when God made an economic pie where all of us could be a part of it, especially if you allow the farmer to grow the natural resource for everybody in that community to use.
Yeah, it's no longer a free market when they adjust prices and control prices and then give dividends back and payoffs. It's corporate fascism.
Yeah, I don't need a company in England owning my water supply. Okay, that should just be illegal. Oh. And now that's even allowed.
Oh, yeah, here in California, we've got that huge problem now. The farmers here are going upended, and then the corporations are swooping in and getting them at a bargain price.
Yep, and, you know, all the coastal states, they should have their own desalination plants going, you know, and it means, you know, getting additional water. But getting back to energy, if you have energy, you can create most of your basic needs that you need for life.
That's key.
And for the towns, instead of them raping you with taxes, part of the problem of humanity is the waste stream that we create. Well, there's a process out there called thermal depolarization, where they can take any product, any trash that has any kind of carbon in it, add it to the water, and then start applying heat and pressure to it, and they can get gas, gasoline, diesel, and carbon material out of, so that it is turned back into a functioning tool for, you know,
wow.
for them to run their cars, for them to run the energy needs of their, you know, government, and we do not need to be taxed to death. Actually, we need a government a tenth of the size that it is today.
Oh, yeah.
We can't afford all the socialism that's been imposed upon us.
Okay, in Paul's world, what would a federal government, if at all, what would be their function? What would you like to see them do? What role?
Maintaining like the infrastructure of the United States to the level where me, the commoner, has access to good roads, so that if I produce a good, I can travel the roads to make sure that my good gets to market. I should have the means to cheap internet communication networks. Mm-hmm. So if I have a product, I can tell people about it, or people can communicate with me. And, you know, I've always thought about, you know, getting like a million people to pay $100 a year, so that's $100 million, to buy our own loop and call it the U.S. Internet service.
Mm-hmm.
And if it didn't cost $100 of your money to run the Internet service, well, that money goes back into for next year. And then the members that are using it only have to pay the difference between that and the $100 that they put in each year. There's better ways to do things that aren't being employed because it's all about the greed, the need for greed.
Right. It's an interesting balance, and it reminds me of like how the Pilgrims first functioned. You know, it was like they were alone, they were isolated, they were being nagged by the businesses that, you know, funded them and got them there. But yet they made the best out of it, and they worked together and they worked hard. Each of them had their own sphere of influence, but yet they also had common ground that they worked together, like protection and things like that. I like that idea. It's like you said in the beginning, we've just gotten too far away from what the Founding Fathers said. It can be applied to a modern world. We don't have to be Luddites and go live in the trees hunting and gathering. We can apply this to the modern technology. And I like how you brought up Internet. I hadn't even thought about that in any of my discussions in the last few years on here about, they're imposing the heavy burden on the Internet. They want to take it over and control it. So that's a good point. Other solutions, energy. I mean, you could do a Monday through Friday show on just the energy, it sounds like, from just a little bit I know about it. What else are you seeing?
Well, you have mountains, deserts, and oceans. You can use ocean wave technology. Mm-hmm. Mountains, you can use wind technology. In the deserts, you should be putting up, solar cell factories,
Yeah.
And that's just for excess energy. This isn't even the water generation technology. This isn't even the thermal dipolarization technology. Okay, there's so many different things that we should be employing, but we're not because the petrochemical hydrocarbon dealer doesn't want the competition to its protected market share.
What do you think it's going to take to get them to shake loose their grip on it? I mean, we've already said that there are too many people are sheep. Is it going to all come tumbling down and then we rebuild quick before they gain control? What's your view of that?
See, they're going to have to deal with the riffraff that they've created. The baby Huey sitting on the couches with the TV box on, and all of a sudden, I got me no food.
Mm-hmm.
So then they're going to have to deal with it, man. So we the ones that have been thinking and planning, we'll just be watching, and there's not money's not going to be worth anything. It'll be like the Reich, in the Reich's
Weimar.
What was it?
The Weimar
not
Republic.
Before his, yeah. Weimar Republic. The mark, half a million marks to buy a loaf of bread. Come on, man. I mean, can you see that happening here in America? Yeah, I can, because people don't learn from history.
No, they don't.
So I've been telling people for the last 15-20 years that, do you want to see what's going to happen to America? Start reading pre-World War II German history books.
Yep.
And find out what the hell happened there, because it's going to happen here. Except we're not going to have a strong leader that's going to pull us out of a economic depression, okay, like what happened in Germany. Our leaders, there aren't any, okay? They suck the wazoo of the New World Order Zion Nazis, man. So as long as they're doing the bidding of them, then, we don't have any real hope for America.
Go ahead.
There are leaders. Okay, but they're not going to, be on the TV screen every day. If anything, they're going to be brought up in a negative light,
Oh, yeah. Well, and also it's going to be regionalized, too. I don't see a nation this big following any one man or one party. I just don't see it. There's just too much dissent, too many splitting hairs. But regionally, you got the Pacific Northwest doing their thing. You got the South doing their thing. I've heard about a bunch of stuff going on in Pennsylvania and, different groups trying to get together and organize. And what I see, and I'd like to get your impact, your impression on this, maybe seven different nations. I'll just throw out a number. And do you think that that's something that would happen, or do you think America is going to survive these waves that you're speaking of, and it'll come back, maybe 25 states, but they're just bigger?
If you go up to Washington,
okay, we're starting to lose.
We'll come together.
Okay, we lost you the first part there. It started breaking up. Just go ahead and start again. Cell phone.
Yeah, the Holy Spirit gave Washington a vision of three wars, the first one that he was in.
You're going to do that? Good.
Yeah, the third one was basically the whole world against the United States, mm-hmm. and cities burning from sea to shining sea even before we were over 13 colonies. So I believe that we'll stay United States. We'll be attacked from every side, from all the communists, from all the forces of the world, because we have not been good leaders of freedom, man. We've been imposing socialistic democracy.
Right.
And so once America gets back to, you know, sharing freedom and the love of it with the rest of humanity, we will be attacked. But in the end, we will still be a nation. Stronger, because the real leaders, those that love Christ, those that, you know, love God, country, family, they will come to the forefront because the times will demand it.
Be blessed. Interesting. I like that. Yeah. I forgot, you know, I'm glad you brought that up. I forgot about Washington's vision. I discussed that for like a couple of years ago. It's a great resource to go back to because there are certain men that are anointed. People think, oh, that stuff only happens in the Bible. No, we have modern prophets. We have modern visionaries. You just have to be diligent and discerning in them. So that's a good answer. I like that. Other markets today, you know, not the financial markets, excuse me, but in actual people collecting things and doing things, they don't have the property to plant food. You know, you're talking about putting the stuff up. What's your advice for the guy that lives in an apartment building? How is he going to sit out these days of the waves?
He needs to get out, man, and he needs to get out into the country.
I set that
one
up.
Or he needs to go to a small town.
Yeah, I set you up.
You need to do it now while there's still time.
Yeah. You know, like Jesus said, when you see, you know, the Romans surrounding Jerusalem, don't go home and bury your father. Don't grab your knapsack, run to the hills. But if you do it now, you don't have to worry about abandoning all that. Get out now. And we've been preaching that here from the church at Kaweah for a long time. Of course, we're already in the mountain, so it's easy for us to do it. It's interesting to hear that, you know, I'm glad you say the same thing, because when you first said it, I was like, man, I'd hate to see people just barricading themselves alone in their houses. I don't think they're going to survive.
No.
No, there's too many lone wolves.
Electricity will be cut off. There'll be gangs where, I mean, you know, it'll be thuggery, man.
It'll be like all the bad parts of the Bible in modern times with modern tools, and they'll be able to get you. Some of the other things that you're looking at, what other types of, you know, you've mentioned some pretty amazing stuff. I mean, things that blew me away, like the carbon, you know, process. What about these organic enzymes that are producing fuel? Have you looked into that at all?
A lot of those things take a lot of technology. I'm trying to find simple solutions that, you know, can be employed now immediately. You know, this getting hydrogen fuel from growing algae, why? Well, you can use resonant frequency of water and split it immediately and have, like, you know, 1,700% within seconds.
Wow.
More than enough to fuel, you know, your car, your house, whatever.
Now, obviously, from what you're saying, you know what you're talking about. Have you seen demonstrations of this stuff? Unfortunately, where I'm at, I get videos people send me. But have you actually seen a guy use these alternative fuels? Because we have people in the chat room saying, I'm always arguing with people that alternative fuel is out there. That energy's there. And everybody says, oh, no, it doesn't exist. Have you seen it?
I saw a guy up at Sturgis. He drove his car there. And he had 24 mason jars wired up to make the hydrogen. And he ran his car off of it.
That is amazing. That's amazing. Now, what do you think is the biggest stumbling block to that? You know, I know we're going to say petrochemical companies, but with today's internet, with the alternative media, why aren't these guys successful with these things? I really, you know, every day I get frustrated that we don't see them marketably available in kits to people, or am I just not noticing it?
Well, what happens is if you start making kits like Stanley Myers started to do, they kill you. So this is my advice to anybody who's a tinker out there. Download the information while you can, okay? Use Mozilla. There's a download helper that you can install into your Mozilla internet browser, and then go to YouTube and download everything that you can get on Stanley Myers and the people that have taken his technology and improved on it, okay, and then start tinkering. Once you start tinkering and you get something functioning, you don't tell anybody, let alone advertise it. You do your car, you do your family's car, you do your friend's cars. You tell all of them they need to shut the hell up and don't tell anybody, because if you start creating something that works really well against the system will hunt you down.
Squish it.
So this needs to propagate wide before they're even aware that this is even happening. So anytime that I get together with an inventor, anytime I get together with a smart mechanic, I start sharing this technology with them that hopefully they'll take on their own and start investing some time into it, and then actually start doing their cars and start doing their friends' cars, because Once it gets to the point that there's critical mass of it, they can't stop it then. But the way to stop it now is, hey, I got something over here. I got something over here. Well, sure. That guy died. They bought him out. He's no longer around. He's been scared to death. Whatever, man.
Yeah. At the very least, they buy him out and tell him never to do it again. Interesting. And I think that's a key. Energy independence is a key. I mean, it's not like... But then the other side of it is a lot of the stuff that we want to run are luxuries. What's wrong with just having 40 acres and living with your family forever on it? Using trees, there's just maybe too many people. So it's exciting for me to hear you get excited about it, because it's an area that I've kind of ignored because I'm not a tinkerer, and I have no problem, making my own candles and that kind of thing, but I love solar panels. I love the thought of getting this whole radio show up on solar panels, and that way when the power goes out, it doesn't matter, unless, it's cloudy out or something. But our dependency on it, maybe we need to learn to lean ourselves off, and we don't need all these items, so then a hydrogen solution would be even easier to adapt. And I love your underground thing. Stay underground with it, they won't even notice it. Suddenly your power bill goes to, just a maintenance fee. That's when they would notice it, don't you think?
Right.
Because if you can...
Here's another solution. We keep hearing how the food supply. We have... brilliant scientists on the creation side, like Dr. Mori from Japan, where he basically replicated pre-flood conditions of the Earth, mm-hmm. which were twice the atmospheric pressure and twice the oxygen, twice the CO2. So things grew fast, things grew big, things grew long. You could have a crop under a pressurized warehouse in your county, or several, producing bountiful food very quickly, very healthy, nutritious, big food, okay? Just like they were, we see the record in the rocks. We see these, everything was bigger, from the animals to the plants.
To people.
To the people, okay?
Yeah, interesting. It's all right there, and I didn't know about that either. That's amazing. Can you imagine if you could grow like a 40-pound tomato?
Well, okay, Dr. Mori took a cherry tomato plant, which is about maybe 2 to 3 feet, four tops if it turns into a big bush.
Mm-hmm.
He grew it into a 40-foot tree with 5,000 ripe, oversized tomatoes. Now, remember, this was a little cherry tomato, okay? This thing lived for 18 years
in a
hyperbaric chamber.
I remember seeing that. Yeah, that is interesting.
Okay, so for those that have faith and actually learn from the Word, the Father tells you how to grow the things bigger, okay? And when an astute human being actually, listened and did it and replicated it, science is something that you can replicate time and time again, okay? Not this global baloney warming stuff that's just nothing but another excuse to tax us to death.
Right.
But look up Dr. Mori plus tomato plant and see what pops up on your search engine. I think you'll be rather amazed. So we can take care of hunger, we can take care of the waste, we can take care of our energy needs. How about local county credit unions instead of banks?
Still
and local county credit union is going to help fund, the local businessman or the citizen in that county to, have his pizza shop. And if there's going to be a franchise pizza shop from a Pizza Hut, well, guess what? You pay a tariff to have the benefit of, being able to sell your wares in our county. When we're going to try to help out the mom and pop, Pizza Joe shop, because all of his money stays here locally, where the franchise is going to be shipping out the money.
Yeah, it's excellent.
So county credit union's good, bank's bad. I don't know.
There are things that every family can do. We tell people, pull your money out of the corporate banks. We did it. We put it in a local bank. We have very little money. We try to keep everything on trade, and just because of the internet business, we have to do some. But you're right. People can vote with their pocketbooks and have much more impact than when they go in that booth and, hit that digital screen and it gets thrown away.
All right, well, that's another solution. We got to go back to paper ballots. And now, they've been selling these Israeli-made machines to Diebold and ESNest and Sequoia and Hard Buy. Well, look, we don't need any machines. All we need is a camera, a link up to YouTube, and a representative from all the different political parties, the Reds, the Blues, the Greens, the Libertarians, the Conservatives. So at the end of the night, you have your little pile of votes. Everybody swears that there's 10 votes for blue, 5 votes for red, 4 votes for yellow. And then they all say it on camera. And then they upload it to YouTube with the information in the info box or something like it. It doesn't have to be YouTube, okay?
Yeah, just some technique.
It's ADL censored right now anyway, so it's becoming, you know, garbage.
Yeah.
But anyway, something like YouTube so that any precinct of any county, of any state could be looked at. Me in Pennsylvania can add up and tabulate all the votes in California because I have witnesses. They all were there. They all counted the same amount of votes for everybody in that precinct. And at the end of the night, somebody from that county or somebody from that state tabulates for those that area. It doesn't have to be this multi-billion-dollar refurbishing or buying of these electronic voting machines that does nothing but select who's our next president. We don't elect anybody, you know?
Yeah. And I don't think it's going to get any better. People keep saying, well, I have to stay with the Republicans. I have to stay with the Republicans. They're the party of the conservatives. It's not going to get any better if you keep throwing your votes at those people. We have good people that run. I don't know how you felt about them, but Chuck Baldwin, when he ran, we got right behind him. I've met him, and I really like him. But I'm not going to do the lesser.
He's all right, man. He's too soft on the Zionazi issue, man.
Oh, yeah. And he got an education when he came up here, man. He came to our conference in October, and the pastor was with him a bunch, and we're like, you know, you got to check this stuff out. I gave him the USS Liberty. I gave him all kinds of stuff. I gave him history. And so hopefully, while he's up there in Montana, he'll get a continued education on those topics. So it's good.
He was just chastising those Christians in name only that, you know, would turn you in, you know, just to save their own ass by the IRS or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, Chuck, you know, it's cool that you outed one group, but you need to gird your own stones and, you know, start acting in the name of Christ, what he says in John 8:33-44, Revelation 2:9-39. You know, on that, you're very weak. So, you know, talk a good game about one side, now let's see you get your stones back from the other side.
I think he's in a process. Because, like, we approached him hard on the 501c3 thing. So his church he's doing now is not going to be a 501c3. His eyes were hugely opened on that from just hanging out with our pastor. So that was good to see. So it's just like Ron Paul today voting for the sodomites to be able to serve. It's like you said, we can't find a leader that's going to fit the bill. It's sad. It's the state of America.
Yeah, that's probably more from his Masonic roots, man, you know, voting for the sodomites.
Yeah. I got a question in the chat room. You're kind of answering as they go along, but somebody says, what about hemp? I'll throw that one out there for you. And I think we discussed
that
last time you were on.
Hemp is the main piece of our local solution. We put that forth in our 2003 disc, Made in America, where hemp is the natural resource that the local farmer has to grow. Not should grow or maybe should grow. No, has to grow because that should be the natural resource used by everybody in the county that can be part of God's economic pie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Carbohydrate dealers need to top the hydrocarbon dealers. Whatever you can make out of a hydrocarbon, you can make out of a carbohydrate. One set of guys are death dealers, the other guys are life dealers. So, yes, hemp is, you know, one of our job creations. Another one, just for an interim until we get all these water generators going, we need to, you know, tap the 8 capped wells in the Prudhoe Bay on the northern Alaska shore, build the remaining 2 pipelines that were supposed to be coming out of there, provides instant jobs and fuel, you know, costing as little as 50 cents because that find in Prudhoe Bay is larger than all of Saudi Arabia. And yet we've had, like, so little access to the energy, you know, found there. So
Do you think we have enough refineries to handle that, or do we need to upgrade our refineries and stuff? Because that's been a problem too.
Why not build more refineries? I mean, that's more jobs right there. So, you know,
Montana.
This is only a temporary solution until we get water running in everybody's house.
Yeah, it's transitional power source until we get it going, like you said. Now, getting back to that, I assume that each house could have its own little hydrogen generator, and they could just like they run off natural gas. Or propane, like we do up here, they could substitute hydrogen for that. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, that's interesting.
Now, they just need to create the conversion kits for it, right?
Yeah, and it's and then we had some, you know, people are loving the idea about keeping it underground until you reach a critical mass and then kind of pop it on them. It would be very they're liking that, and I agree with that. I really enjoy that. now,
more job creation would be something like doing what our federal government should be doing is making sure that we have good infrastructure. That means roads and bridges and dams and stuff like that.
Yeah, and we need to what we're supposed to do.
Yeah, we need to repatriate the 30 to 40 million illegal aliens in this country.
Definitely, that is, you know, I think anybody that's going to solve a problem has to have that on their main plank. Just sending them home. I don't understand the math there. If we're losing jobs, why are we giving them away? You said earlier you want to create, or if it can be made in America, it should be made in America. Now, where you're at,
exactly.
that's the steel industry up there. What kind of impact have you seen up there in your lifetime on that? I mean, are we still making steel in Pennsylvania?
Not here, maybe Pittsburgh. When I first moved down here, Bethlehem Steel was still open. And since I've been here for the last 22 years, it's now closed, defunct. They're turning into a museum. The other half, they've already turned into a casino. You know, a globalist Jew by the name of Adelson owns that.
Wow.
And,
that's just scary.
I don't know, man. The children of the devil are getting their due right now. And those who love Father are getting their butts kicked a bit, man.
Yeah, we're seeing a harder time. But it's, you know, if you study it and you read it, you know that if we, the suffering is also has a purpose to it, too. And just.
Oh, it sharpens you, brother. Yeah, it definitely, you know, cuts out the fat.
Oh, I have a question. Okay, let's deport the illegals, but what about the people who hired them? What would be your solution for Tyson Chicken?
Well, I proposed this years ago, and I haven't talked to my local DA about it because he's actually one of the few DAs in the country that goes and looks for them.
Wow.
First time offense by any owner of a company that hires anybody, any illegal, it's a $5,000 fine per illegal that's working on your property or your company. Second time would be $10,000, and third time would be 5 years in jail.
Yeah.
Okay, once you dry up the market, the need, I mean, the hiring of it, they won't come anymore because they have no jobs to go to. But those penalties should be there.
Yeah.
They can't be encouraged.
Right. And then if they really need, you know, they keep saying those are jobs that, you know, we can't fill, there will be people that will do them. They just don't want to do them for
fun. But there's people
now
that are living in tent cities right now in California and all over the place. People want jobs. People want to have a house to go to. They don't want to live in a tent.
Yeah, I think people's pride needed to go knock down a few notches. They had to realize they don't need a big screen in every room. They don't need five cars and a dune buggy. People were, you know, and this isn't a ploy for communism. It's a ploy for living within your means and not buying into this phony socialist dream that you need to buy everything on credit. I know a lot of guys that turn down jobs for $12 an hour would take them today because they got nothing.
Right.
Yeah, so.
No, you know, another thing is people need to get out of debt, man. I haven't been in debt since 1999.
Sweet. Yeah,
that was my Y2K, you know, deal for my New Year's resolutions for the last 3 years before Y2K hit, was getting out of debt.
Yeah, if you can't afford it, find a way to trade for it or save up for it. You know, we don't have a credit card. We don't use them. People are always, and it makes business hard because we sell stuff on the internet. Well, you can use a credit card. I say credit cards are against our religion. You know, we don't believe in it. It's against our faith system. We get that when we try to get phone lines put on. I said, no, you got to find another way to do it. We're not going to use credit cards. We're not going to buy into your system. And that freaks people out. But you can get around it. You can get out of the grid. There are other ways to do it. You know, especially if you belong to like a local credit union, you can find ways to wire money and transfer money. You don't have to be part of their system. So, yeah, I love that. Get out of debt. We hate debt. We were just discussing it today. You know, it'd be easy for us to go out.
We owe you then, man.
Yeah, go get a business loan and, you know, and open up a store and build a real radio station with good equipment. No, we're not going to do it that way. We're going to build it slowly in God's time. Each little step, when we get more money, we get more equipment. You know, our wattage goes up. We reach more people. You know, our internet gets better. But so many people, they buy into that. They especially like you were talking earlier about the mortgages. And they think, oh, refinance, refinance, refinance. We're still seeing those commercials and hearing them on the radio. How stupid are people to keep doing this? You know?
I know.
It's insanity. What they're doing is insanity. So, yeah, that's interesting. Now, let's jump a little bit. Let's go international. What do you think our nation, if it were a godly nation, if you had what you wanted, how would we be interfacing with other nations? Do you have solutions for that?
Yeah, where we stopped acting like imperialist asswads and actually start acting like a friend and a brother. So, like, if we had the technology to free ourselves from the grids, well, guess what? We share that with the rest of humanity.
Okay,
we got to defund the banker. We got to defund the drug criminals by legalizing all drugs. Until all drugs are legal, then we're going to continue to have, you know, countries like Mexico fall to the narco-traficantes, which are really run by the Israelis, man. They're the middlemen for all the drug trade worldwide, so...
Yeah, I've known for a long time from a law enforcement standpoint and military standpoint that the whole war on drugs is a joke. It's just a funding battle. Where do you think the CIA gets all that money? You know, it's how do they keep these black bag operations going? It's all drugs. And you're right.
All drugs.
Which people go, oh, how can you be a Christian and legalize drugs? Well, you know, it applies like with everything else. Don't do anything in excess. Don't be stupid.
And be responsible. If you choose not to do it, then don't do it. You know, don't want to drink, don't drink. Great.
Yeah.
You'll be a better person for it. But
yeah.
Until that person that's on a drug does something like, you know, violate my rights or damage my property, I really don't have anything to say to him.
Yeah.
Or to her. Or yeah. Then to me.
Yeah, and then it's a completely different issue. And then it's just another level of control because now they say they're looking for drugs. They can. That's their foot in the door to search your cars. And the police state that...
Well, I said, like, what happens if they outlaw chocolate? What, are they going to start busting down the door of my 90-year-old grandmother or something because she got a pound of chocolate in her house?
It's not that far-fetched. Here in California, they're trying to regulate the food we eat. You know, they're already... It's just getting out of hand, and that's all it is. It's a toe in the door. It's the camel's nose under the tent. If they can regulate it, then they can use it to get into your house and look around and see what else you're doing. Now, we here who live in the People's Republic of California, we've pretty much lost all our rights. They just passed a state version of cap-and-trade today. Didn't pass it, signed it. It's now going to be law January 1st, cap and trade for California.
It's idiots.
Yeah, it's fools. And but then I always tell people, California's not monolithic. We're resisting as best we can. But do you see any regions that are still worth going to? Obviously, you're probably partial to where you live because you've put roots down there. But in your travels, have you gone, hey, this is a good place?
Anything away from major cities, anything that has, you know, big populations, so the smaller states that don't have, you know, so the Midwest, you know, North Midwest, the Montanas, the Dakotas, the Idahos, you know, not the Oregons or Washingtons, they're like, you know, liberal social, you know, progressivism out the wazoo, you know, kind of like California.
Yeah, it's a coastal thing. It's interesting because our listeners are so diverse. And where they live. And everybody thinks their place is like the only place they're going to survive, except for me and the guy in Massachusetts. We're like, oh, man, we're screwed where we are. You know, we can't get out of here. And, you know, we're on a mountain, so we've got a little bit of time before we have to fall back. But what do you see the exodus looking like? I mean, do you actually think they're going to just slaughter each other? It's just going to be, you know, huge funeral pyres? You said 2 weeks. Do you believe it's going to be 2 weeks of battle, or is this going to be a six-month, year, two-year thing
The war's going to be for a while, brother. I'm talking about like when the cities start burning. Mm-hmm. People need to eat after a day, 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the food, the junk food that they got in their refrigerators and cupboards will carry them maybe a week. But the checks aren't buying anything. The dollar's not buying anything. They have nothing to put in their belly. Well, the best way to control a population or to piss off a population is to starve them.
Right.
So, yeah, you know, I figure within two weeks to 4 weeks, enough of the, you know, as they put it, the useless idiots die because they no longer have food.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we'll see what's left, man.
Well, one thing I've turned to do is when, you know, you can tell somebody in about 60 seconds whether or not they're with us or against us, and of course most of them are against us in the cause. I just start saying, yeah, I think you got a great idea. Just wait around for FEMA. That's a perfect plan. You go to the FEMA camp. You do that. I think that's great because they start poo-pooing when we tell them stuff. They're like, oh, I don't. You guys got all mixed up over Y2K. I'm not going to buy into that this time. Okay. You just make sure you have enough gas or walking distance to a FEMA camp. And I'm just totally encouraging the sheep to go. I no longer cast pearl before swine on these issues. And as I do that, my audience gets smaller in some areas but bigger in others. But I think I like what you're saying, and I, you know, we don't always agree on everything, but it seems like today I'm agreeing with you more than I do with most of our guests. Massive overall solution. Everything works. You get what you want. What do you see America in 100 years?
I don't know. Are any of us really going to be around in 100 years, man? I mean, I can't see this.
Well, you'll be able to look down from heaven, brother. What is your hope for your children? Let me put it that way. Let's get serious here. What future do you want for your children?
You know, to live in a freer world than it is today. You know, so those that keep pushing security and terrorism, but that is a group of humans that need to go because they're the ones that create the terrorism. They create the fear. They sell the fear. I don't sell fear. I sell love and solutions, man.
Yeah, Yeah.
Oh, you know, I share truth, but they call it hate.
Yeah, isn't that funny? Yeah, I got a lot of that today. A lot of that today, you know, in the debating and stuff that I do to prepare for the show. as they exploit our differences and try to you know, like you said, label you, call you a hater and everything, hate crime legislation, all that kind of stuff that's coming down the line, don't you see our job getting really, really hard? And how do we work around that?
I think it'll make it easier because the ears are more willing to listen in. And maybe you don't have to shout it through, you know, a 50,000-watt radio station playing a poker face song or, you know, a PA system. But with the smaller groups of 3 to 7 or families, you know, I've always said if we could all wake up from this nightmare for 15 minutes, we could take care of business. All of us have to wake up, though, at the same 15 minutes.
That's the trick, isn't it? Yeah, it's a hopeful thing. You look back.
During that, you know, it's basically father, you know, taking care of those that love him. And that's what chapter 9 is all about in Revelation. And he's going to, you know, bring hell on earth for those that have no love for him. Hmm. That's what I want to be, like I said, sitting back on my mountain, just checking things out and waiting till father can use me because the ears are now open to listen to sanity.
Yeah.
I mean, our solutions aren't going to cost millions, billions, trillions of dollars. Our solutions are things that we can implement on the middle class wealth that we should have, everybody in this country. The larger the middle class, the more stable society is. And right now, they're trying to impoverish the whole middle class to you know, poverty like it is in most other nations, like it is in Mexico.
Yeah. Well, third world nations are easier to push around. You know, unarmed peasants is, you know, exactly what they want. And it's good for them, bad for us. Well, Paul, thank you.
Yeah, that's right.
Go ahead.
I said, that's why I love Pennsylvania, brother, because of the state with the most long guns in it and know how to use them.
You know, it's funny because I love these statistics. Like, there are more 50 cals in the hands of patriots in the military, you know, and there are actually more gun owners in California than, you know, like just about any other state because, you know, all these liberals are lying liberals. They'll say you can't have a gun, but they'll go buy them. And I keep saying that's a skewed statistic. Yeah. Well, is there anything you want to say before you go? I think we've pretty much hit it all. We're getting ready to wind down here. And, Paul, I love it when you say you come on with solutions. Is there anything you want to wrap it up with?
Yeah. I want to know, and in these health centers, we can cure cancer and most debilitating diseases. One is using Royal Rife's frequency machines that killed cancers back in the 20s and 30s. Hmm. Just using frequency and finding the mortal oscillatory death rate of viruses and bacteria and those things that ail us. And then also having hyperbaric centers, so if you cut yourself, if you burn yourself, mm-hmm. if you have gangrene because of diabetes in your legs, you can walk out of there after, you know, 2 or 3 months of treatments with a whole leg again. You know, we can talk about more of this stuff at a future time. But
sure, yeah, we can have
you. Yeah, brother. Yeah, we've been talking to a lot of smart people over the many years, man. It's one thing that being in this band has been very incredible that God blesses us with some of the coolest Americans that exist, and they're pretty smart folk, man. My band's brain tank or think tank around us is probably better than what the president has around him.
Wow. See, that's why I like having you on, because I always see, oh, they were here, they were there, and I know you're rubbing elbows with these people, and you've got a hungry mind for the knowledge, so it's good to have you on. We need to have you on a more regular basis, have you check in with these things and explore them, and, you know, in greater detail, and it's always good to have you on. So it was great having you, Paul. Thank you so much. And what's your website?
Again?
Pokerface.com
for all music and video. Our forum board is very politically incorrect, but you can get your truth on. And, you know, pray for us. Pray for Dutch. Pray for his family. We're the folks that are trying to share with you what we know and, you know, the things that, you know, we want to build a healthier America. There's nothing that we gain from it, you know, except personal relationships. That's one thing that I do gain from being in this movement.
Sure.
I've met some of the coolest people, and, you know, you're one of them, Dutch. So keep doing what you're doing, brother. You're my prayers, man.
Well, our fans love you. They keep bugging me to get you on, and they I guess they... They contacted you and said, you know, and I had lost your phone number, so I'll make sure I don't lose it this time. So thank you, Paul. God bless you and
all
your
right,
family,
brother.
And you guys have a Merry Christmas out there.
You too, brother.
Okay, yep. Bye.
Bye-bye.
I hung up the phone. I think I did it right. Well, I hope you guys like that. I rather enjoy it, you know, ecclesiastically, eschatology-wise and all that. You know, we can differ with people, but God, he's got some great ideas. It's people always think, oh, musicians. Now, some of the most intelligent people I've met have been musicians. People always think it's actors. Who cares what an actor has to say? They're lying. Musicians pour their heart and soul into their songs and into their music, and they're passionate people to begin with, and I just love it. I wish I could do. We need to do them justice. Poker Face, do some more of their music here. I can't play it on the Christian side because it's too hard rock, but I can definitely play it on the radio station we're going to create, and on this feed when we go 24 hours in January when the Stronghold Radio launches. Amazing stuff, you know, and I don't touch on that stuff. That's why it's good that that we get people on that talk about it, whether it's a musician or just a regular Joe. I don't know anything about the alternative fuels. I study it. I get a headache. I watch the videos you guys send me. I do. I watch them when I can, and I'm like, that would be great. I would love to have a hydrogen generator, but I need somebody who knows more about it than I do to host a show on this network and talk about those things, because all I can do is the militia stuff and the survival stuff. That's what God's called me to do. I do expand my horizon. If I could have a hydrogen generator here, I would do it. And I can guarantee you the next couple of days I'm going to be looking into that, because when a couple of listeners say they've seen it, I've seen it, and when somebody like Paul is like putting his reputation on the line saying here it is, they killed this guy for it, I want to check it out and I want to know more about it. I would love to be able to connect you guys with some of that information. If you already know about it, let us know. And those of you that are listening are going, oh, it's a bunch of voodoo. Okay, just don't listen that day. I lost a couple people with our first hour because I was getting a little goofy and silly and they didn't like it. That's okay. The show isn't here every day for everybody. It's not going to please. I can't even believe I'm going to quote this. You can't please all the people all the time. I hate quoting that guy, but, so that's what we do. So this is the Dutch Jones Radio Program, and we put on people with diverse differences. And, we could have Warland saying in the chat room, yeah, we could get you on, do a thing on energy. I'd like to have somebody who knows more about hemp. The only hemp I know are the disgusting marijuana growers, and I know that's not hemp, so don't send me cards and letters. The cannabis growers that are up here that are creating crime, that's a different issue. Huh? Isn't hemp's the stock, I think. I don't even know. See, we need to know. I know Thomas Jefferson was a hemp farmer. They made ropes, sails, clothing. I had a guy tell me you could actually make computers out of hemp. I don't know if that's true, but we need to discuss it. And broaden the perspective and come up with more solutions. We got to take off from here. This is traveling mercies right now, because we are going to drive in the pounding rain about 80 miles to a naval base to pick up our daughter, because the X unit is there. I don't know, and they're going to meet us there, so we have to be there. So please be praying for us. We're getting torrential rain. We're getting snow. We heard all kinds of stuff. So I'm waiting for Lou to come over. He's working on the other radio station, and I need him to start rolling the music, and we're going to get out of here. It's going to be a weekend. Probably not the best show to play over the weekend, but the second hour is good. Tell people to listen to the second hour. First hour was a throwaway. Thank you, Ed, for playing us on Liberty Tree Radio. Hopefully people enjoyed hearing Paul. I know he's been on Liberty Tree Radio before. And thank you to Red Pill, Warland, Scotty, Olima for sticking it out. Especially thank you to Olima for archiving. If you like what you heard, or you didn't like what you heard, listen again tomorrow. But we do need your help. We put up a new pitch in. We're getting nowhere near the cost. We're not paying the electric bill in here. And as it's getting colder, we're running electric heaters and all kinds of stuff. So we need your donations. I know it's Christmas. Just do the best you can. Over there at DutchJones.info, DutchJones.info, DutchJones.info. We even had somebody sent Lou a Christmas gift, I found out. So that's nice of you. Because all he's going to get is rocks and coal and his little slipper he's putting up on the wall, his little silk stocking. So this is the Dutch Jones Radio Program. Remember, the sword is heavy, the battle is hard, but the victory belongs to the Lord. And sometimes we misstep and don't always live up to the demands of our brothers and sisters, but we're still trying to get the message out. We'll talk to you on Monday. Have a great weekend, and God bless you and all you do for the Holy Cause of Liberty. Good night, everyone.